and welcome to the Two Men, Many Voices podcast with me, James Allen, and Harry Stacchini. This is the podcast where every week we give a different topic a voice of its own, and in the likely words of our Italian bezzy mate, Gennaro Gattuso,
sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
We're gonna give it a go, and this week we're discussing all things British-based, British culture,
Britishisms,
our ideal, well, not political ideals. This comes as a request from someone on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
He wanted us to dive deeper into the realm of British
know-how. I think we should acknowledge the fact we put the call out to the mass 20 million audience that we have, and we got one reply.
One response, but what a loyal listener.
Yeah. but yeah, Britishisms, so British culture, something we've known for a very long time.
Yeah.
So, known all over the world.
21 years of being born in the Albion. not the pub.
It's a terrible gig with us. It's a pretty rough gig.
Our mainland.
I think that pub's a pretty good symbol of British culture.
Yeah, the Albion. It's the bulldog with a fag in its mouth. We're a country with a bit of attitude, you know, we're not afraid to kick back.
Well, we've kicked back, mate, we took over.
Yeah, we've kicked back.
For a very small country.
Yeah.
We had a pretty good empire.
Probably kicked back maybe too far, and resulted in one of the worst political situations to be a part of, but nevertheless.
But do you think then, because of the old Brexit, I don't really follow politics, so I'm not going to dive into it, because I know what's happening, but I know we voted out, you know what I mean? Yeah. We voted leave. But in terms of what that means for the country, I'm like, we elect someone, they don't do very well. We elect another person, I mean, they don't get enough time, they don't do very well. So I just kind of get on with it. But in terms of Brexit, Britain is very much in the global eye, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But not in a good way, like the Queen's birthday or the latest Bake Off winner. It's more of a, we're in the shit, and the only deal we can strike is with Norway.
Is that the only country that won?
There's a deal called Norway Plus.
That sounds like a heartburn.
Norway Plus HD.
Yeah. Are you suffering from indigestion? Try Norway Plus.
Well, your favourite Scandinavian country is on demand. It basically means, it's like we can just trade with Norway, which is, I mean, apart from, I don't know, trawlers and fish.
Yeah. I've never been to Scandinavia.
Neither have I.
But I imagine it's very different to Birmingham.
My biological father went on a naval...
Here he comes up again.
Sorry, I can't push him down. He's like a Russian doll, there's just more. He keeps popping up. He went on a naval, tour mission.
What was he?
I don't know.
A naval tour mission?
Well, I'll tell you what he was. plenty.
Hang on. He went on a naval tour mission, not like a cruise, because a tour and a mission.
Well, I don't know.
Sounds
whatever,
like, you know.
Whatever the Navy do.
Oh, he was in the Navy. Ah, right, okay.
And he went there, and you probably think, oh, I went to Norway, I'll get my son something from Norway. He got me back an ice hockey puck from the Norway Ice Hockey League. Well, yeah, it's covered in bird shit. So,
really?
Yeah, I don't know if he'd left it out on the...
How much bird shit are we talking?
The top of the boat, the side of it is ruined in, and I can't get it off.
Maybe there was a bird inside the arena when they were playing.
That's a good
and
point.
And it came in with like tactical bombing of shit, just
straight on it. That's perfect for James Allen. But you know, 15 years, still got it.
Do you think it was maybe a metaphor for your hockey capabilities?
Yeah, well, I do like ice hockey, and that's probably a good way of just saying you cannot skate. Give it up now.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe after Brexit and the ice caps melt or the world gets frozen over, perhaps ice skating may be our only way of transportation. Anyway.
Yeah, everyone going to work in a later.
Exactly, yeah.
How are you doing, Gareth? Great.
Go on. Britain, great. Is it great? Great. I have very conflicted opinions about Britain.
In what sense?
Because I think it's a thing where everyone comes from, is like you can slag it off, but if someone else slags it off, then you get a bit defensive.
Oh, right, okay, yeah. It's a bit like a family in that sense.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I can call me Auntie a knob.
But there are parts of it I don't like. Like, I'm dreading going on holiday next, and where are you from? You know, Britain, and you go, oh,
yeah.
Made up your mind yet? Yeah. we have.
I think in terms of that going abroad as a Brit, as much as we like to slag Americans, because as you say, we slag our country off, but we're very good at slagging other people off.
Yeah.
But as much as we slag off Americans for being like dumb, fat, and you know, like, put it this way, I went to the William Wallace Memorial in Stirling.
Nice.
And the tour guide said, well, we had a few American tourists come in, and one of them said, excuse me, have you found the Mel Gibson Memorial? And it's like, Jesus Christ. But that is like an American being a dafty. When we're abroad, I think we stick out like a sore thumb. You know, it tends to be the complete like tight vest with a Lonsdale logo across the front.
Yeah.
And, you know, screaming at your child.
Exactly, yeah. He won't eat them, Cheryl. Don't worry, bought me, he won't eat them.
I should have married your sister.
You don't have one scoop, what do you want?
Yeah.
Tyler, listen to me, I'm talking to you. We won't have ice cream.
Yeah, I've told you, it's free, just show your wristband.
Scoopo, por favor. That's a terrible representation.
Yeah, when I think of that family abroad eating, I think of the placemats being able to, you're able to colour them in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like a wacky warehouse, but in 35 degrees. It's like,
we want the sun and nothing else.
No culture.
Exactly, yeah. It's all. I did that on a school trip into Belgium / France with A-level history, and we were walking around the memorial, and a group of American tourists got talking to our like teachers of English, and they British, huh, where are you in, blah blah blah, 1914 or whatever, and my teacher smiled, like, yeah, look at World War 2, lad, he goes, we were over by the time we arrived, we were having our dinner. And I was like, oh, don't, come on, let's not do this, come
but on. in the centre of British culture, and the one thing we as a nation, I think the vast majority, there's probably a few people that, you know, have a big attachment to them, but the royal family.
Mm-hmm.
Royal family are like, they probably must be the most famous monarch in the world.
I struggle to think of
anyone else that's...
Yeah. Like, especially America, who have monarch. You know, like, America don't have a...
Well, like
any king or monarchy, really, do they?
Like, but if you think in any film, like you think of Game of Thrones, every like serious role in that's like a king or a queen has a British accent.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Jon Snow sounds like he's from Barnsley.
Exactly. He's fitted many roofs.
As before he came a crow, he was actually a tailor. He's got an MVQ.
He's got an MVQ in there. Letter in pigeon carrying. It's weird as well, like, because it's the norm for us, and it's weird when people fascinate loads about America, obviously, because America don't really have a monarchy, like, don't have a monarchy, and now that one of their own is married to us, it's a very big deal for them.
That's therein.
My mum has a commemorative plate with them on.
William and Meghan?
Yeah, she's a big royal. Harry and Meghan, yeah. She's a big royalist.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think that's a big royalist.
That's when the news breaks that William is moving in as a woman.
Which my mum really likes them. And I don't. A lot of people think it's cool to hate them. Like, oh,
I don't hate them.
Fuck the monarchy. As soon as it's abolished, the better. I'm like, but in the plus side, it is a great money spinner.
Yeah. Think of all them, as you say, ornament plates and whatnot.
They are charging more tax.
But she has no authority. Like, I know she looks after the swans and, you know, other general things. Like, apparently the Queen's in charge of trees. Like, the royal family take care of
trees.
Yeah, like, they're
even the one in this room.
But in you know, like, if you need a bin, who do you apply it with? Your council.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I can't imagine the councillor going, Lizzie, you know, we've got a couple here from Dudley asking for, you know, a spare brown bin. And, well, you know, times are tough.
Yeah.
Did they vote in or out? They voted remain. Give it to him.
Give him. Go on. Don't tell them.
Yeah.
We've only got four left.
Yeah.
But my garden needs tearing up.
Yeah,
so.
They've got no... no authority in a sense of, like, that's why we have a prime minister.
Yeah.
And if the royal family, I don't know what they sit on the old Brexit thing, but say if they wanted to remain, 100 years ago, if there was someone who'd been voted by the people to make decisions and they made a decision that the king or queen did not like,
yeah,
the king or queen would just get rid of that person. And I just think that's the part of the royal family I think they're missing. They need to bring that back. Public executions.
Well, okay.
It's a concern.
they're like they're like a Disney parade, I think. Like,
yeah,
they're just actors.
Cut out.
One of them comes back in, and then it's when people go to visit them, they come out and wave, and you know.
Like, what's the day to day?
Oh yeah, what's behind the,
you know, the
curtain? What spoons do they use?
Like, well, because they don't live in Buckingham Palace all the time. They
no.
But like, I know they do some. Most of them do charity bits and bobs. But that's not a 9-to-5.
You think they're like, oh, fucking hell, I've got to go to Leicester tomorrow to play football with some deprived children, for fuck's sake. Do you reckon they get like...
Yeah. You know, it's tough, man. Really tough.
But yeah, again, they do their bit. Harry's done a few tours. William's been a pilot.
Yeah, Harry is the most relatable royal, I think, in terms of, probably the most loved.
Yeah, because he's a bit of a bad boy, isn't he?
Yeah, well, I think he's just... like a real person, you know what I mean? Like, he makes mistakes.
Yeah.
But there's that, like, cheekiness charm to him.
Yeah.
That's why
people love him.
Yeah. But then you look at someone like Charles, and they just, people, you know, you're the reason she's gone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's just like, let it go.
Yeah, it's more like the, yeah, when, like, the son takes over the dad's company.
Yeah.
That's what Harry and feels like. Oh, Harry and Mother do now.
Yeah. Like, I feel like the rest of the royal family probably roll their eyes when he walks in the room.
Yeah, so here he comes. Hey, guys. Was that a swan on a lead? Fucking mental. Yeah, I don't know. I stayed off to watch a royal wedding, the 2011 one, when Kate and Will's got married.
Yeah,
Kate
and Will's. I watched the priest, the black guy they had from, it was the American. Did you not see that?
No.
Not Harry and Meghan's, that's the one.
Oh, I didn't watch that.
Well, Harry and Meghan's, I saw they had like they had like four different priests or something, but this black guy was like a preacher and it was really good, but it was very funny to see truly how white the royal family are. Bloody, where are we? We're South Georgians.
Yeah, he was insane. Yeah. Right? I was surprised. Philip must have been heavily sedated.
Yeah.
He must have been bolted down.
Yeah.
Any objection, but just taped over his mouth.
Yeah, yeah. That's very funny.
It's weird as well, I think, with her being an actress, like, that sense of normality to suddenly being put on this massive pedestal, the public eye viewing you constantly. Like, I think it'd be weird, like, if you woke up the next day and you're like, bang. Your royalty, like,
yeah, yeah.
And how do you earn money? I don't get that. Like, how do you earn money? Is like,
well, imagine
because
that.
Essentially it's just like glorified nightclub appearances. You know, you turn up to
a
charity event, wave.
I can't imagine
250 quid.
A revs to Cuba.
Yeah, imagine that. Yeah. Hey guys.
Yeah, just people aggressively pointing at you as they've got their arm around.
This one's about my dad. God sake.
It's a weird one. It's a weird one. I think, as you say, like all over the shop, they're kind of. People are very interested, and what I find very funny is when I was a kid and we used to go south of France a lot. Bear in mind, it's not far, the south of France from England. Notice I've just changed from Great Britain to England.
Yeah. Right.
Put the borders up. We're going back. I want castles in every city. But we were we used to play like table tennis, and with all these like Dutch kids and stuff like that, and all of them would be like, "Where do you live? London."
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, there's 63 million people in the country, and you think everyone lives in London. It seems like 63 million people live in London.
Gosh, that's I remember being in New York in the Rockefeller building, and it's really close to where John Lennon got shot.
Oh, right.
At a hotel. Oh, no, Central Park got shot, but the Rockefeller building's not too far away. And the guy, we were paying for the shop, he's like, "So where are you guys from?" We're like, "Oh, England." And he went, "Oh, like the Queen? And I was like, no, like near Liverpool. He went, "Ah, Liverpool." "Can I ask you this?" I'm like, "Yeah, go on." He goes, "Have you paid your respects to John?" More like, John who? Why, Lennon, of course. I was like, yeah, mate, we flew all this way to pay respect to a man who gets worshipped pretty much every day where I live.
As in Liverpool, there's people that have probably used their hand against his head that's a statue to be sick by his feet.
Exactly, like that's how sort of embedded into...
Well, put it this way, there was a clip that I saw recently of someone in the Cavern in Liverpool playing guitar.
Yeah.
And he's like, someone went up on stage and they like sweeped his legs out. And you're like, okay, well, maybe that's the legacy you left behind.
I was like, I'd say maybe not. If he played Wonderwall, fair enough, better off.
That's a good point, though. I think that you say Wonderwall there. British bands are kind of, you know, like we've had the Stones, the Beatles, Oasis.
Blur.
Yeah, I forgot about Blur. Yeah. But like huge bands that are kind of idolised all over the place.
Pink Floyd.
Yeah, so Jay, here you go. He's
talking, you know, and a lot of these when I grew up thought were American because Americans are so influenced by.
But do you reckon that's why it's kind of it's deemed as sexy, the British accent, because you look at these rock stars and you're like, oh my god, they play incredible music.
But
at the same time, they sound the way they do.
And then you're British.
Yeah, you got a cute accent, man.
Maybe not Mick Jagger.
I've never had
any. Hi there. We like to perform some songs to you.
Yeah. Not funny. I don't know. I don't. Have you ever had that? Have you ever had someone say the British accent is.
Not really. I just get. Because I don't really. I mean, on the early podcast, we because I don't. Obviously. I don't think mine's that traceable, but in terms of where I'm from, there's been people at my university who've had to Google the Wirral to make sure it's not in a fucking Tolkien novel, like the Wirral, like the Wirral. Yeah. I'm like, yeah. And we're like,
you go through a wardrobe, pass some fur coats,
exactly. Say hi to the knights.
And then
Bob's your uncle. Yeah, it's really weird that people have to like, it's in this country, still don't know where places are. So when you say the world, they're like, oh, Liverpool, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's the kind of bone of contention, isn't it? Is like, yeah, imagine your teacher was he from the Wirral?
One.
Yeah, and there you go, and your accent come across as if.
But there's so many different
things. It's the dialects, isn't it?
Exactly. There's wheels within wheels. There's layers like an onion.
Yeah, I saw something like every 2.5 miles in the country, there's a different accent,
really?
Or like dialect.
Oh, we talk like fractionally.
Well, yeah, like Milton Keynes and Northampton has a very different. I think Northampton's a bit more. I don't know, it just sounds a bit more like rural.
North Wales.
I went to school with lads that, to me, sounded very. Not, you know, like a chimney sweep, but. Not white mate, you know.
Yeah.
Like my mate Kyle, for instance, he definitely sounds like that. But his family are from Essex, so.
Because our man was just like. No, not even like Fochmwa, like that type of like Liverpool, like threatening. It was just very, no way, like, oh my god.
Soft.
Yeah.
Soft, yeah.
There was no like Beatles sort of, hey guys.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's weird hearing Paul McCartney, who I'm not a big Beatles fan, if I'm honest, and I'm definitely not a big Paul McCartney fan, but last time I saw him was in a. Carpool karaoke with James Corden.
Yeah.
And respect to him, usually with an old rock star, the older you get, they just throw fucking sequins at you and hope it does the job. But he actually looks like they've kept him in a look that is like, oh, you know, you dress your age, you kind of, you might have had some like hair plugs and stuff, but you don't look like you're trying to be 40. You know, you're just like a suave man.
I mean, Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, I don't think they've ever put on weight. Since like the 60s, Mick Jagger looks.
Yeah, but when you're on a diet of cocaine and just whiskey, I can't imagine a lot sticking.
Oh,
better not. About three lines.
I don't want any more. That's awful. Sorry, I'm obsessed with doing that.
I wanted to say to you though about this was one thing that kind of got mentioned in the request. Like the different bits and bobs with, what's it called? Bob's Your Uncle and stuff like that.
Yeah. Bob's Your Uncle, for me, is a really weird one because it's like a phrase that I think only, maybe British, maybe some areas of, no, I don't know, but it's a phrase that's like, can be so playful and jokey, which is what it's intended for, but then at the same time can be dead serious. Like, if you said to someone outside of the UK, Bob's your uncle, no, they're not.
Yeah,
if not.
Who's Bob?
Yeah, I'm sorry, pardon? Pardon me, sir.
Yeah, but it's just like, oh, yeah.
Bob's your uncle,
Fanny. That's done, Bob's your uncle.
Yeah, Bob's your uncle, Fanny's your aunt.
I've not heard that one.
Have you not heard
that?
My mum says that all the time. Bob's your uncle, Fanny's your aunt.
My favourite one, and I think, because like Americans, there was a thing that I saw online, something about how they didn't understand what a cheeky Nando's was.
Yeah.
And I've never thrown around in cheeky Nando's, but the word just cheeky, like, you know, it's...
I hate
it. No, I just think it's, you know, cheeky. You know, yeah, what I mean? It can be flirtatious.
It can be, yeah. But it can also be really annoying, especially in school, when you'd back chat to someone who picked on you. And they go, are you being cheeky? I think you'll find you're being the cheeky one, sir.
And passive-aggressive.
Exactly, yeah. Wow, you being cheeky towards me? It's like, mm,
where did you go to school in Belfast?
Are you being fucking cheeky towards me? Let it be known.
That. Go on, keep going. Let it be known.
I can't get it. Let it be. I will rain down on you.
It will come down on you like a fucking hailstorm. Like
fucking lightning. it'll be fucking biblical.
What did he say to you? What did he say to you about your eyes?
I'm going to take your fucking eyes.
I like that. What's the other one? Fancy. Fancy is used. Yeah, isn't it?
Like, you quite can, fancy that.
Yeah. It's just like, oh, it's all right. Fancy that. Fancy a pint.
Fancy a pint. Fancy a quick.
Do you reckon you could get away with that abroad?
Okay, let's say, okay, if I went to you, Tyrese Zucchini, James Allen, grew up in, I don't know, Des Moines, Iowa, in America. And I don't know what the accent is. Hey, buddy, do you fancy a pint?
And I'm American too.
Yeah, imagine if I just cracked it and went, hey, buddy, you fancy a pint?
Okay. Where are we sat? Where
Bob,
are we...
your uncle.
Yeah. Don't be cheeky.
Yeah.
Where are we sat?
Would
where
you
we
like
sat?
A cheeky Nando's? Let's say we're in a bar.
Okay, so we've walked in.
Yeah.
And what have we been drinking? First drink.
Yeah. So if I said, okay, I'm going to go to the bathroom. Fancy a pint?
Okay. Sure thing, Scotty. Let me just get these bad boys in. Excuse me, bartender. 2 cheeky pints. Excuse me, buddy. What do you say? 2 pints of fancy a pint?
Yeah. 2 pints of your cheekiest lagers.
Yeah, I'm gonna try that next time. Yeah. Oh, cheeky Fosters.
I might do that when I go to New York.
I think, as you say, you've kind of got a scrunch of bacon, cheeky.
Just a bit.
Puck of the lips.
Sure.
Can I get Foster's, Strongbow, and a bag of cheeky nuts?
I'd say Nando's has become part of our culture.
It has, sadly.
It's become like another term or phrase, like, let's go Nando's, as if it's some British tradition. In actual fact, is Portuguese, so yeah. Let's respect that. There's loads of stuff. Sandwiches that I noticed.
What, barms?
Barms, barm cakes.
I've never called it a barm cake.
A stotty?
A bat.
In Newcastle,
a what?
Yeah.
A stotty.
What, in stotty leaf? No. Like a ham and cheese stotty?
No, a bap.
A bloomer? Oh, it's a type of bread.
I've heard of that. What about?
Yeah, bap. I just call it a sandwich.
Baguette.
Come on, mate. Someone's in the dark blue monopoly.
Yeah.
Someone's landed on Mayfair.
What's the other one? Ciabatta.
Ciabatta. Focaccia.
Focaccia. Is that the one that's got like loads of holes in it?
I think so. Yeah.
Quite airy. Yeah. I feel like you have it with bruschetta.
Cob.
Bam
cake.
My butty. That's
butty.
That's most of the time. If I was to call it, I'd call it a sandwich. But if I was to call it anything, I'd call it fancy a butty. Sarnie, yeah. But you wouldn't say like cheese sarnie, ham sarnie, bacon sarnie, sausage sarnie. I think there's only certain. Yeah. You know what I mean?
What if you had to come up with like a new?
Would you like a BLT sarnie? Like a BLT sandwich.
Yeah.
Or baguette.
Exactly. It's like chicken and bacon wrap. That's a completely different thing. Yeah, it's weird. I don't know. If you had to come up with a new word for a sandwich,
A new word for a sandwich.
What would you...
What would I call it?
Because I was... I don't know if there's like... if it was seafood related, I'd call it... Oh, no, you can't call it that. I was going to call it a bread bread between two prawns. But you can't, you can't... That's more of like a...
That sounds like a line a from dish. A very shit play.
Yeah.
You are a bread between two prawns.
I'm sorry, is this right? Has this been through a final draft?
Yeah, yeah. I can't work with this. I cannot work with this material.
Like Westeens, maybe.
Yeah. No, if you're a scholar, I'd give a sandwich a new name. I'd probably say... I sometimes have my sandwich in triangles, so I don't know. Fancy an isosceles? Yeah, something.
An isosceles.
Mathematical.
I don't know.
What would you go with? New sandwich name?
New sandwich name. Ooh. Some, I wanted to think like maybe a.
It's got to be one. I think it's got to be one syllable, just like.
A breader? Do you want a breader?
Breader.
A little breader? A little.
Bat?
Yeah, a little bat. Do you want it?
Little
yeah.
Bat? You want a bat?
Do you want to have a huge bat?
Yeah, just have a go on bat.
You want a bat? A slice? Do you want to have a huge slice?
Nah, that's pizza related.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
slice,
yeah.
Slice.
Face?
Yeah.
Segment?
Two-sider.
That's good.
Two-sider.
Hey, get him a...
Get him a two-sider.
Get him a fucking pastrami.
Get him a two-sider with a mayonnaise sauce.
Get him a two-sider. Yeah. I'm going to call it that.
Two-sider. There you go.
I think so, yeah, thank you. I'm going to... Tomorrow... Yeah. I've got to tell someone that.
When you just go into Subway, if that's what you want, I'll have a teriyaki two cider. Excuse me?
Yeah.
Just get the fucking bread.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
On
Italian.
Okay, this is the part of, I suppose, the show where it's called Picture This.
Okay.
And I'm going to give... Picture This. Right, okay. So, you... As James Allen.
Yes.
I've got to go to Buckingham Palace to have a very important meeting with the Queen.
Yeah.
And the topic of this meeting is the fact that as a nation, the country have voted, right? And 95% of the country have voted that her face be removed from every pound coin and note and any type of currency.
Yeah.
Flag and be replaced with Danny Dyer's.
Okay.
You've got to break that to Elizabeth.
Okay, and I can do that.
You are walking up that long red carpet. She's like full, you know.
Down.
Like, yeah, all the bells and whistles.
Mace.
Yeah. That crown.
That weird ball thing.
Yeah, it took her hours to get ready. And she's got like a bishop next to her.
Yeah.
And on the other side.
Someone dressed as a castle.
Yeah.
You can only move up and down, sorry.
A security guard's daughter is a tree. But you've got to walk towards her, right? So you're 20 feet off.
I do right leg, left knee.
Yeah, silent. Just your...
I'd bow.
Okay, in your British hobnail heels.
Yep. Mom. It's been... I'll do a posh voice.
Where are you from?
I'm from the Wirral.
No, sir. All right. You've been chosen by... But what organisation are you representing?
The Royal Mint. They look after the pennies, don't they? They're responsible for designing and distributing our currency.
So you've been sent...
On behalf of the Royal Mint, it's been put towards us that the public have... I mean, upper echelons, you know, above my head... and pay grade, have decided that we're gonna go a 93% vote, that we're gonna swap your face...
My face?
Yes, out of, you know, your 5s, your 10s, your 20s, your 50s, if you're lucky, and your 1s, your 2s, your 5s, your 10s, your 20s, and your 50s, £1, £2. And we're gonna substitute your face with none other than... British hard man, and also has a royal lineage. Daniel in this case, formally speaking, Mom, Daniel Dyer.
Daniel, okay. Interesting.
I mean, it has been put for, I mean, you know,
big fan of his work.
Number 10.
Yes. The business is top 10. Top 10. So, just is Daniel aware?
Daniel is aware, and he's tweeted.
Okay.
It took a while to decode, but
one is not on Twitter.
Street. Okay.
What exactly was the tweet?
Okay,
no, I'm not on Twitter. Okay, I know the terminology.
Okay. Danny basically said, just heard the news about the currency. Give me the bees and honey. There you go. It seems money. Like my mug is going to be on some fucking wonga. Here we fucking go.
Okay.
I can't wait to sniff some naughty snorty for a tenner with my fucking chops on the front.
And that was all in 250
yes.
characters?
It was, yes. He had two left. But he couldn't put fuck off.
Yeah.
So, you know,
fuck off, Lizzie.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, it is doing really well. So, yeah, I'm afraid, you know, thank you for your time. You've been a patron saint in the Royal Mint for what now? Nearly 15, 17, well, since your conception. But, unfortunately...
Give us the fucking crown.
You know, we can't have heads and tails anymore.
That's hilarious, Danny. One side of the coin, it's him without sunglasses.
Yeah.
And the other with sunglasses.
Yeah. There's actually, to be fair, there's been you know, we've tried other dyers, Kieran and Eric. Not been as popular with the market as Daniel has. But much like his four namesake, Daniel Bedingfield, we've got to get through this. So, all we need you to do is sign and say, I, Queen Elizabeth II, approve of Danny Dyer's facial license and likeness to be displayed. I mean, the heads, for example, you're going to be eating a Bakewell tart on one and smoking a cigarette on the other. You know, the opportunities are limitless. You know, the £5 note could just be him.
Can
nothing but a pair of Union Jack boxer shorts on, you know.
I would request...
Hugging a dog.
I would request that on the one side of the coin, it is the cover image of the business with him in the
pool. We can do that.
That would be...
We can do that.
And on the other side... Some scene from Football Factory.
We'd be more than happy to do that. Absolutely.
Okay.
I know we end a bit
yeah. You know, I feel like I'm handling this a lot better than, you know.
Wales are on board. Scotland are on board.
Well.
We can still have commemorative coins with you on them. Perhaps you could pass Danny Dyer a torch and say, this is you now, this is your life. You've been displayed to millions of people are quite literally going to touch you. Not in a, you know, that kind of way.
A seedy way.
Yeah, in a way that, you know, hand over fist, we're paying for goods. What with Danny Dyer's face on the front?
Legal tender.
Yeah, you know, in Canada.
Does that include his face on chocolate coins?
We can make that happen. Whether Danny would like his face to be et... I can nor confirm nor deny, but I can guarantee that man will do anything for money. So, like, ironically, yeah. His face is going to be on the pound.
I wonder how much money you get if your face is on the pound. Because I can't imagine she's in an overdraft. But
yeah, that's true. It's like Eminem world. What if you got Eminem and just got to do that?
How much would she dip into? Because if she turned around and was like,
I am.
Because there's celebrities that are way richer than than her.
So. If she was like, I am money.
Yeah.
She is money.
Yeah. Well, actually, Mom, you've taken £250 out already today.
Yeah.
I'm on the fucking paper.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be.
I mean, we could remake the CBBC show The Queen's Nose, and just call it Dyer's Snout. Every time he'd rub it, he'd just appear.
Yeah.
What do you fucking want? Yeah. What caper have you got yourself into now, eh?
Yeah, imagine that. He's brought in as well to do the Queen's speech because she's lost all authority.
Yeah, he could do that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, been a mental year.
Yeah.
2019, I've been off my nuts I've been on these coins. Yeah. I've looked at myself the same way, you know what I mean? I'm going past, like, charity pots, I'm seeing my face, I'm just all over the gaff, mate. I saw myself on a towel the other day.
I've literally been pissing sweat.
Yeah. Yeah, the reddies, they're all mine. It's coming together.
It's fucking raining at the Mandela app.
Yeah. I kind of want that to happen.
Yeah, me too. What a great world that would be.
I think it's nice that we started this
twat.
Yeah. With his trotters up.
Twat.
I like the fact we started this with the idea of the monarch being the centre of British culture, and it ending with a mildly successful actor, but very successful soap star.
Exactly.
who runs the Queen Vic, which full circle comes back to the Queen Victoria.
Exactly. And there you go.
Should we finish it on
Danny Dyer's Barmy Army?
Yeah, with an EastEnder theme tune. Thank you for listening. This has been the Two Men, Many Voices podcast.
Maybe we can do like the continuity. Well, their voices will be heard again same time tomorrow. Coming up,
another episode of the Two Men, Many Voices podcast. If you've been affected by any of the issues raised...
Next on the One Show, Giles Brancher's going to be talking to you about the history of milk.
Right, take it easy.
Thank you. Goodbye.